This is your main man, RJ, from the Ringside Rant, heard only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. So go over and subscribe across all your major platforms, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, to hear every great interview I have every Monday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Go over and follow the show's page on Twitter at @_RingsideRant. Follow the network's page at BizWrestleNet. And, as always, embrace the vision.
Hello, friends. This is Spencer Love, your host of Over the Top Rope on the Wind Column Sports Network. Don't forget you can head to windcolumnsports.ca for all of your previews, reviews, and breaking news from the world of wrestling, be it your major promotions or from the great province of Alberta, Canada.
If you like podcasts and you are listening to our Backbreaker Media, then you should listen to me, Chris Parrish.
And myself, Manoyan.
And the Sounds of Struggle. Because we are literally the most entertaining duo you'll ever come across in Western Canadian wrestling, baby.
We talk about things like wrestling.
And other sports we like.
Like wrestling.
But we won't talk about other sports that we don't like. Because it's not that kind of podcast.
Like wrestling.
I mean, we like hockey.
And wrestling.
And we like football.
And wrestling.
And we also like to drink beer.
While wrestling.
Well, not while wrestling, but while watching wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to get into a conversation with Maniac and Chris Parrish, then you need to tune into the Sounds of Struggle live on Backbreaker Media.
Every Thursday.
That's when we hope to draw, but sometimes Mike Malawaini doesn't do his job right.
Or we're too drunk to forget.
Yeah, that happens too.
Yeah.
He can bleep out the swear word, because we weren't supposed to do that.
Oh, but I'll try not to swear. Ah, I can't do it.
Yeah. Let's face it. The two of us, we're real.
And spectacular.
And we're a little bit of all right.
Yeah.
We're also struggle-licious.
That we are.
That was kind of the key. Supposed to be a struggle-licious.
Oh, sorry, I'm drunk.
If you don't want to listen to us, then no. You're stupid because we're entertaining. And if you want to listen to us, then come listen to us on Backbreaker Media.
Yeah,
later,
reset.
Later, bitches.
Welcome to another road edition of Quick Calls. I am Mike Maloney, senior engineer here at Backbreaker Media, as well as your host for CWC Evolution on PowerSlam TV and Backbreaker Video on Demand. Now, I'm just leaving Festival Hall with the CWC Shattered Show. Absolutely stellar crowd tonight. I'd say about 3/4 capacity. For a day where we had pretty much a snowstorm pass through Alberta, that to me turns out to be a really good crowd. We had 5 great matches on this card, and there were some very different things that I've seen here. Some stuff that I have not seen in an indie show for a very long time, and possibly ever in one case here. And that case is the absenteeism of Commissioner Bob Gordon. Apparently there were some high-level meetings at CWC headquarters that he was taking up here. I'm not sure if it's related to the meetings that the MPW head office is having. For some reason, they're not making me privy to them. But I'm going to hear some things next week from them about what's been going on, and they say they got some stuff I got to pass on that I'm not going to like, so I'm a little worried, to be honest with you. But the one thing I did see here is Bob Gordon was live via satellite from his office. I managed to get a camera set up and some audio work set up, so his office was ready to go so he could fulfill his duties while not being at the show. I try. What can I say? The first match that he set up, and the first match on the card, was for the Alberta title, with Pride defending against Lumberjack Larry Woods. Now, Lumberjack Larry Woods was put on the shelf initially by Pride, thanks to a horrific injury to his knee late in 2017. Now, Woods is back, made his sort of debut 2 months ago, came in last month to save Dylan Stone following his epic match with Pride, sorry, and having Wrath come out and almost destroy Dylan Stone in the process there. So this match here, you can see both guys are at an elite level, and Woods has picked up right where he left off before the injury. He was just about to win the title clean when Pride started using Envy as a distraction. Can't really blame him, you know. She's got to be good for something at ringside. Jesus. I'm only saying this because I'm supremely jealous of that upkick she threw on Woods throughout the match. My God, is that a sight of beauty. That kick. It sucks that somebody so evil can pull out a move that good. But Envy got ejected from ringside, thank goodness. But Pride ended up taking the advantage in this matchup, but couldn't put Woods away. Got a little frustrated. Started shoving the referee. Referee shoved Woods. Little schoolboy roll up. 1, 2, 3. And in a shocking upset, and I mean shocking, Larry Woods was your new Alberta champion. My God, I didn't believe it would actually happen. One thing I will note, though, the count was very fast, and that is going to take a little point that's going to be coming up later on here. Following that, we had a meeting in the ring with CWC Heavyweight Champion Johnny Kickass, who had decided that he was too good to speak to the live crowd at Festival Hall. So he had ring announcer Xander Price read a prepared statement stating that any competition that the CWC has provided, he has walked over, and he decided he was not going to participate in any matches that night. Now, I worked my ass off with Commissioner Bob Gordon to get him a top opponent. And after Kickass left, that opponent came out. And that was none other than Bryce the Slammer Silva. Now, in talking to Slammer before the show, he's just looking for competition. He wanted somebody who had the balls to come out and face him, per quote. Now, I was shocked when I found out who was selected to pick this up, and it's none other than Skyler Paris Austin. Had a very cool looking jacket, had the shades, had a bit of a swagger to him, but initially coming out, I'm like, there is no chance in hell that, you know, a guy like Austin's going to survive against Slammer. Folks, this match here, to me, it turned from being an underdog in terms of Skyler Paris Austin to being a legit, you know, legit wrestler in that ring. Like, there's no underdog, there's no, I can't believe he's doing this, I can't believe these upsets. Something really turned in this match, and you could see the level of confidence, the level of continuity, the level of seriousness pick up in Skyler Paris Austin. Unfortunately, he is in there with pound for pound, one of the best wrestlers in Alberta, who is currently the Prairie Wrestling Alliance Mayhem Champion. This man has held multiple titles in multiple companies, and he knows how to deal with almost every situation in the book. Slammer eventually takes control. The one thing that I'd say surprised me about this match, Slammer got his overhead choke slam in on Austin, flipped over the top, went down, he was out. Slammer goes in for the cover, should be no sweat. Austin kicks out at two. The dexterity on that kid was absolutely unbelievable. But then, my God, did Slammer hit him with an F5. Folks, most of the time your F5s, you land on your face or on your front, lying on the ground. There was so much torque and rotation on that move that Austin landed on his back. Like, it was wicked how much strength Slammer has. And one, two, three, Slammer's your victor. Hell of an effort by Skylar Paris Austin, but Slammer was just way too much for him. Now, in the aftermath, after Slammer left, the Wrecking Crew tried to come out and essentially hit the pile driver or the car wreck on Skylar Paris Austin, trying to finish him off for good. Slammer comes out, and we end up getting stereo slams from Austin and Slammer. Good sportsmanship on the account of Slammer there, coming out to help Skylar Paris Austin. And good on you, Austin. You did everything you could, but Slammer was a bit too much, but at least the sportsmanship is there after that. All right, our third match of the evening, as far as I'm concerned, could be a main event in any promotion here in Alberta. You had Maritime Muscle Sydney Steele, accompanied by Angelica, taking on Mr. Saturday Night Dylan Stone. Now, this matchup here, you had two guys who, pound for pound, may be the strongest and most durable men in Alberta right now. Sydney Steele, I'm absolutely floored at the improvement, the development that he has had over the years here. And now just adding that little bit extra vicious streak, now that he isn't exactly a fan favorite here in Red Deer with the Canadian Wrestling Coalition, taking on the beloved son of CWC, Dylan Stone. These guys went back and forth, but the key thing is Steele found a weakness, and that was thanks to Angelica and her interference in the matchup. Steele manages to attack the left arm of Dylan Stone, draping it over a top rope, putting it around the ring post, and just pulling various arm bars and arm ringers. But Dylan Stone manages to fight through the pain and fight back, eventually getting in a position where he hits his tope con hilo, and it looked like he was about to set up for the Saturday Night Special running knee, when out of the blue, Wrath's music comes on. Now, if you guys were at last month's show, or you check up the upcoming episodes of Evolution, you're going to see that after the Alberta title match with Pride, Pride, Wrath came out and attacked Dylan Stone. So Dylan got distracted by the music, thinking that Wrath was coming out. He was getting into a bit of a rage. All of a sudden, Steele regroups, hits a super kick to the arm and shoulder, hits the cross, well, basically the equivalent to a disarmer, the Fujiwara armbar, and ends up getting a tap out by Stone. So your winner was Sydney Steele. Now, the biggest question here is, who set off the music? Was it a gal from the back? Highly unlikely. Was it Pride? I don't know why he'd do it anymore, because that feud apparently is over between those two. Was it Sydney Steele setting it up earlier? I don't know, but we're going to have to get to the bottom of that. All right, so we're coming out of intermission, and I'm expecting a match coming up, but before we get to it, We have Commissioner Bob Gordon coming up on the CWC-tron again. And Pride comes out with Envy and referee Ben in the title. Unfortunately, Commissioner Gordon asked for the footage immediately following the matchup. I managed to send him a quick clip of it. And I think he was in agreement with me that it was a very fast count by the official. Ben stepped a little bit out of his range of what he should have done. And the decision was, I think they said reversed, but I can't see how it would be reversed if there was no second pinfall. I believe this is going to be officially declared a no contest, with the fact that Lumberjack Larry is going to get another title shot, and all Gordon would say is soon. So I don't know if that means October at Headlock of Horrors, or if it's going to be at Kingdom Come coming in November. But we'll see what happens with that. Okay, so Pride gets sent to the back after claiming his title. So Envy is left there all alone, and that puts us into our Femme Fatale Fatal 4-Way match, which included Angelica, accompanied by Sydney Steele, as well as Cherry Doll, and the newcomer to CWC, the prototype, Allie Zwicker. Now, there aren't a whole lot of things I know about Allie. I haven't had a chance to do much research here. This GM job with MPW is really tying me up from doing my proper paperwork. So what I do know is she's from Brooklyn, New York, and she has been wrestling a lot in the Maritimes against opponents that you would know well, such as Madison Miles. Really strong competitor from what I've seen here. This matchup here was what you would consider the prototypical, no pun intended, Fatal 4-Way match, where you had originally KJ and Angelica forming an unholy alliance looking to take apart Allie and Cherry. But after a few minutes of offense here, both ladies get dumped to the outside, and it ends up being a one-on-one between the two newcomers, Allie and Cherry Doll. Neither lady gets a clear advantage. A lot of headlock takedowns. A lot of technical wrestling here. To be honest, Cherry is showing such levels of improvement out there. I know we were a little critical of her match last month. This definitely was a step up in her abilities this month. Fantastic work by her. Allie, I can't really compare it to anything because I haven't seen her before. I've seen a few clips, but I haven't seen from point A to point Z in a match with her before. So she had a lot of attacks. A beautiful reverse chin lock on a flip over, similar to Last Chancery by Austin Aries. But everybody managed to hit their finishing moves in here. For the most part, unfortunately, KJ didn't get a chance to, but that was mainly because Cherry Doll hit her with the Cherry Clash or Cherry Drop. Got to get that clarified from Cherry Doll, what she wants it called properly, but at that point, Envy was done. Then you got Angelica with the Eat Defeat, or Soul Food, if you're watching the Mae Young Classic. That's what they were calling it for Mia Yim when she defeated Sienna this week. Or Allison Kay, my apologies. So that was taken care of. And then Allie managed to get Angelica out of the ring. And Allie finished off Cherry Doll with a wicked DDT. And the 1-2-3. And the winner in their debut, in her debut, is Allie Zwicker. fantastic match by these ladies. And Commissioner Bob Gordon gets on the mic immediately following the match and simply gives them a round of applause and announces that there will be a women's tag team match going on at Headlock of Horrors October 27th with the team of Allie Zwicker and Cherry Doll taking on Envy and Angelica. Folks, that might be worth the price of admission right there. So I cannot wait to see how that turns out. But then from there, we go on to our main event of the evening. A number one contendership opportunity for the challengers in this matchup against the CWC Tag Team Champions, headline Shawn Martins and Dynamic Dean Richter. And that is the unlikely team, the odd couple of Drew Dawkins and Chris Parrish. Now, if you guys have watched on the Facebook page with Backbreaker Media over the last, over the last week here, we've recapped the story between Drew Dawkins and Chris Parrish. You had both guys getting sent through tables by Johnny Kickass, to Commissioner Bob Gordon claiming that they're going to capture lightning in a bottle by capturing the CWC Tag Team Championships, to them absolutely failing as a team last month it was actually Dark Side last month. But with that being said, these two, I was shocked how well they got along. At the beginning, there was a lot of bickering involved and whatnot. But once once the bell rang, my God, did these two work well together. I don't know whether they were trying to play a game of can you top this, or if they were actually trying to work as a cohesive unit, but whatever it was effective. And you had points in the match where Parrish was getting worked over in the corner, Dawkins was getting worked over in the champion's corner, but in the end you had the hot tag come into Dawkins, and both these guys just absolutely lit up. There was a little bit of a litmus test here with just some classic tag team maneuvering by the champions, trying to dominate in an isolation game. But once that hot tag came, it was absolutely frenzied with both guys hitting signature moves left, right, and center. You had the super kick, you had the Red Queen, you had the Cheetah Bear Charge, you had the Frog Splash, which was the last offensive move, followed by a literal jumping cover to make sure that they had the legal man. 1, 2, 3, Dawkins pins Richter, and Chris Parrish and Drew Dawkins are now the number one contenders for the CWC Championship. Now, before I get to what happened after the match, I do have to mention, conspicuous by his absence was the CWC General. The General, I don't know why he wasn't there. He must have felt confident that his troops could take care of this without him. Sorry, General, if you're listening to this, I got some bad news for you. But following the match, you had Commissioner Bob Gordon come in. He had to interject a little bit of news here, because following the match, you had the Cheetah Bear and you had Chris Parrish. They were about to finally shake hands and form the unholy alliance that I think there was a reason it was snowing in Alberta this week. I think these two got along, and that's probably the reason why. But before that would happen, Parrish and Dawkins got caught by a couple low blows and a car wreck and a spike pile driver to Dawkins and Parrish, respectively, laid out the challengers. So Commissioner Bob Gordon gets on the Jumbotron again and simply says, you know what? Parrish, Dawkins, you guys are always making the matches, running roughshod, doing whatever you want. You guys pick the stipulation for the match. All right, so I'm listening. Crowd is dying for a TLC match. I think they got something a little better here. Parrish gets on the mic, and he's talking about how both guys like to attack in two-on-one. Well, what they want to do is Parrish has decided on a tornado tag elimination match. What that means, folks, is all four men are going to be in the ring at the same time. As soon as one man is pinned or submitted, that person must go back to the locker room, and the other has to fend off both competitors on his own. Once all members of the team are eliminated, then that team wins, the team that eliminates the others wins the match. And then Juke gets on the mic and says, anything you can do, I can do better, and announces that it is going to be a no disqualification match, anything goes. So we're going to have tables, ladders, chairs, whole bunch of crazy stuff. I'm sure the belts will get involved. The general, I guarantee, is going to get involved because I'm sure he'll be back for the next show, which is going to be October 27th, Headlock of Horrors 3 at Festival Hall. Tickets will be available almost immediately from what I hear. I will have tickets as part of Backbreaker Media, hopefully coming up this next weekend. I have to pick some up here, so. But I'm almost scared to think of what's going to happen here with this tornado tag coming up with these four men, because the general has a month to come up with a devious plan for this to work. And as much as I respect the ability of Martins and Richter to get the job done on their own, combine that with the general, and I don't know if Parrish and Dawkins really know what they've gotten themselves into here at this point. So, it's going to be scary, folks, to say the least. But it's time for our highlights of the night and also the surprise of the night. My highlight of the night, I'm going to go with that third match. Despite the ending, Cindy Steele, Dylan Stone. Stone has picked up his game to a level I have not seen from him since I've been covering CWC. This man here, he's never commented about wanting the Alberta title since, or not wanting the heavyweight title since he's turned into what we consider a good guy or a face, coming up just over a year and a half ago or so. Yeah, it's pretty close to 2 years now. Wow, it is getting late. And then Sydney Steele, like, this vicious streak might be the thing that helps him get to another level. And I honestly think Steele is one of those wrestlers that could be moving around into other promotions, getting exposure throughout North America, not just in Western Canada. So, and my surprise of the night, I know I'm cheating once again, but I got three. The first one is the excellent job done by Xander Price as ring announcer. I knew Gordon wasn't going to be there. I volunteered my services as a ring announcer as I have 16 different hats at MPW right now. I thought maybe I could lend them a hand, but they said Primetime can handle it. Primetime handled it, and then some. I think the CWC and Commissioner Gordon need to splurge on the budget and get Primetime a suit, especially for Headlock of Horrors next month. So, not only that, the second surprise was how well the camera went and the live feed went from CWC headquarters. Not a hitch went through. Bob did a great job running the show from a remote site, and I was really appreciative of the fact that he saw the women's match and he just took the time to say, "Congratulations, great job, ladies." And the whole crowd picked up on that, and the pop there was really palatable and really, really well deserved for all four ladies in that matchup. But my surprise of the night, the performance of Skylar Paris Austin. Austin, like when he started, he was the scrubby little kid that, you know, everybody hated, Mr. Millennial. As much as the swipe left is one of those moves I shake my head at, like, really, you're going to call it that? But he has a toughness level that can't be... The one thing, you can't measure heart. And he is showing off how well he has, like how big of a heart he has and how he has that determination on winning and getting to that next level and getting better. And this match just proved that he is ready to take that next step in the CWC. But that's going to wrap up this edition of Quick Calls from Festival Hall in Red Deer with CWC Shattered. The next Quick Calls might actually be coming out the same day here with RCW, Real Canadian Wrestling's Dealer's Choice Show from the St. Joe's Cultural Center in downtown Edmonton. I know Andre C. and our new co-host Dylan, as well as the Wrestling Mind Brian Hamilton, were on scene for that. I'm hearing some good reports from that show, some ugly reports from that show, and somebody claiming that they are 280 pounds when they're 280 cheeseburgers in terms of weight. But I'll let Andre C. describe that one as he's giving out the matches here. But following that, we got a busy week coming up here on the network, and you guys get the special announcement on here. We have a major announcement coming out this Wednesday at noon. Make sure you check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/backbreakermedia. I got a major announcement in regards to the future of the podcast network. And folks, you want to talk about game changers? This will be proof that Backbreaker Media is definitely becoming a game changer in Alberta. But our next Quick Call show, beyond that, we're going to have two of them once again. One from the Northgate Lions Senior Center with Andre C., Spencer Love, and a whole whack of characters covering Fall Fever, featuring Sheik Akbar Shabazz taking on Michael Richard Blaze. While I'm going to be covering the Pure Power Wrestling 100th show from the German Cultural Center in Lethbridge, Alberta, with a main event of Chris Parrish taking on Pure Power Wrestling heavyweight champion Kyle Sebastian in a no disqualification title contest. There has been some bad blood between those two, and it's going to boil over at the German Cultural Center, and I just hope that the building's big enough to hold those two. But don't forget, we're going to check out the Sounds of Struggle coming out. It's probably going to be a little later on Thursday this week. We got some stuff going on following that major announcement. So, and then, of course, we have the Double Down podcast with KJ. That will be coming out on Friday. And I cannot wait to be on that podcast covering the Mae Young Classic. If you guys know who's on the Mae Young Challenge this week, you're definitely going to want to know. You'll definitely know why I want to cover that show. So, but I want to thank each and every one of you for checking out CWC and this Quick Calls episode. Make sure you check out powerslam.tv. $6 a month, you can check out all the action of the Canadian Wrestling Coalition, the Pure Power Wrestling, Monster Pro Wrestling, and 72 other promotions. $6 a month, 2,000 hours of content, the largest independent wrestling network in the world. Check that out, or if you want to check out some vintage stuff, I'm going to be working more on that. Backbreakervod.pivotshare.com. Enter the code EVOLUTION at checkout, and you're going to get half off your first 3-month subscription and cancel any time. But that's wrap up the cheap plugs here. This has been Mike Maloney saying thank you, and if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls, covering the Canadian Wrestling Coalition Shattered Show from Festival Hall in Red Deer, Alberta, here on Backbreaker Media.